Let's go to Psalm 5 this morning, the psalm for the morning. As you turn to it in your own Bibles, I'm going to just give a little review. The first verse, David is pleading with God to listen to him. And he's saying, "Hear me, God. Hear me, Lord." And then he says who he sees that God is. That's very important in our prayers. This is a pattern. Whenever we look at the Psalms, we look for the patterns. What is David doing? What is he saying in his Psalms? He's a man after God's heart. I want to be a woman after God's heart. We want to be people after God's heart. So there was something that David had, and he had some patterns, and we're to look for those. And sometimes when we have a little hard time praying, we can go back to those patterns. Oh, this is what David did. You know, you say, "I don't know how to pray about this." Well, follow the pattern. And what he's saying, he begins by pleading, and there's such a cry in his heart and a passion. You feel the passion as you read this psalm. He wants God to hear him. But then he says who God is. He says, "You're my God." Amen. "And you're my king." You're my king. Wow. That's big. That's talking of authority. That's talking of rulership. That's talking of everything is at his disposal. Right?
Amen.
And then he says, "You're not only my king, you're my God. It's you I worship." Then he talks on and on about evil people in the next few verses, and he talks about evil being in the world. And then in verse 8 he says, "But I know all this evil's around me, and it even tempts me sometimes." But he says, "God, lead me in thy righteousness. I want you to lead me in a straight way. I don't want to be tainted by the evil in the world. I don't want to be tempted by it. I don't want to go down the wrong path. I want to go down the right path, God." Do you think this pleases God, hearing this? Do you think by now he's listening? Yeah, he was listening from the very first words out of David's mouth. But he's hearing what he wants to hear. He's pleasing God in his prayer as he's crying out a passionate heart cry to God. And then he goes on in the next couple of verses and he absolutely rails on sinners. People around him, which he calls his enemies, that are doing bad things. But then he comes to verses 11 and 12. So at the end of all this pleading, at the end of this railing, it's like he doesn't even stop to take a breath. But he's saying icky things about the enemies. And then he goes right on to say, and in the message it says, "But you'll welcome us with open arms when we run to cover to you. Let the party last all night. Stand guard over our celebration. You are famous, God, for welcoming God seekers, for decking us out in delight." Amen. 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 I love it. He goes on from this pleading and this heart cry. And then this absolute railing to absolute trust in God. That's what these last two verses are. He says, "I'm trusting you. And it's going to be a party. And we're coming to you. I'm running to cover for you." And it's like he says, "I'm running to cover for you, but there are also others that are going to be there too. And we're going to have a celebration because we're running to cover for you." So let's look at that. Since I know some of you think I'm nuts of liking the Message Bible. So, okay, King Jamesers. Okay, purists, let's go with it. King James says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield." So see, the Message really had it right. It just said it in fewer, easier words, right? Okay, so let's stand and let's say it together. And we'll go ahead and say it from the, how many want the Message translation? We're going to do the message? The pastor says we're doing the message, so we're submitting, Pastor. Let's do it.
But you welcome us
with open arms when we run for cover to you. Let the party last all night. Stand guard over our celebration. You are famous, God, for welcoming God seekers, for decking us out in the light. That's exactly what we're going to do this morning. In worship, we're going to be welcomed by God because we are what?
God
seekers. And during worship, just get ready to be decked out in His delight.
Beautiful.
Amen. That's what we're going to do.